Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we covered a ton of news in the last hour, and I'll cover a ton more this hour. But let me give you the toll-free number to join us. Let's do first-time calls today and let those folks get a chance to get involved. What do you think of every federal agency, including those that haven't been armed in the past? I guess the National Weather Service is now harassing people in the oceans trying to surf, you name it. The stories are just horrible. They're now buying masses of bullets on top of the $1.4 billion purchased by the Department of Homeland Trader Activity in the last year. So we're going to be breaking all of this down. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are on fire today with news. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Lou Rockwell's coming up in T-minus 60 minutes. FAA documents show drones over U.S. pose huge safety risk. Those have now been leaked out by the Center for Investigative Reporting. Yeah, how they've almost crashed into a bunch of passenger airliners, have crashed, caused highway shutdowns. When I saw this drone out over the highway the other day, everybody was slowing down and pulling off. I was like, what is that? I guess that's the whole point of the acclimation. We'll also get into the Paul Ryan selection. Again, they could have picked somebody worse than Paul Ryan, but he did vote for the banker bailout, No Child Left Behind, and NDAA. But, yeah, they could have picked somebody worse. Somebody like Mitt Romney could be the VP. Oh, but he'll be the president. I forgot. For semi-auto bans, government-run health care, carbon taxes, abortion. I'm supposed to just be happier than a... See, here's my concern. Obama, if he tried another term, would get impeached over Fast and Furious and a bunch of other issues. And you'd have Tea Party, you know, type conservatives that are better than, obviously, Obama get in there. But when Romney gets in, everything's going to get blamed on him now, the globalist agenda. It'll all just keep moving forward, and the Republicans will probably lose the House or the Senate or something. And then you'll have, you know, Romney will work with the Democrats. We're going to be in deep trouble. Just mark my words. Mitt Romney gets in there, suddenly people aren't going to be concerned about attacks on the Second Amendment, open borders. It'll be like, oh, but at least he's not Nancy Pelosi. That's what Democrats do. It's like, oh, Obama's torture and his secret arrest and corruption and banker bailouts as well and shutting down one-third of our power plants. But, you know, that's all right. At least he's not George W. Bush. These guys are puppet frontmen. What's your take on that? We're going to come back, take a bunch of your phone calls, get into a ton of other news. But, guys, I had it yesterday. And I never got to it myself on air, but Dew covered it last night. Before I forget, and by the way, the crew is just awesome, will you go and ask Dew to give me those stories yesterday about the banks not having reserves and top experts saying get your money out of the banks? Because I read that article. I read these a lot of these articles. I never get to them on air. So I just, that's pretty darn important. And again, you can see it, the nightly news report at PrisonPlanet.tv. We put it out for free the next day for everybody on YouTube, but I don't know how long as they try to ban our channel. I mean, I can only fight them so long. Just be up to you. But again, if they censor my channels, they're going to get all the other channels carrying it. And that was the good news I was covering last hour, even though there's certain censors trying to shut us down. Everybody else is posting it now, and the show is so hot in the free market of YouTube, even with the restrictor plates they're putting in, that we're just totally dominating. I did this morning about 30 minutes with a calculator just counting yesterday's videos and the channels carrying them and just adding up 15 or so channels that carry our stuff. It was massive compared to our channel, which, again, is very exciting. I mean, I say 10 million. I've done the math. It's way more than that. And I can't even count up all these channels. That's got to have the system really worried. And I'm glad they are. Because, listen, you may have to pull the trigger and just ban my voice, huh? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, my friends, to another hour of the Alex Jones Show, and that is the voice you're hearing. I'm Alex Jones. We are here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, our nightly news channel with all my documentaries and more. We also stream the radio show 3 hours a day there, not just the nightly news. It's 7 o'clock Central. There's prisonplanet.tv. There's infowars.com and the news site prisonplanet.com. We have auxiliary sites like infowars.net, whatistheendgame.com, and sites like that. Warning, get your money out. All legal bank deposits protections are now officially gone. And this comes by one of the top money managers out there in the world. We're going to be telling you about that at the bottom of the hour. Former money manager Ann Branhart, who in November of 2011 made the decision to cease operations of her brokerage firm and return funds. A bunch of other people did that, too. They had a Tyco and others. To her customers, citing systematic problems with the entire financial industry, has issued a new warning about the sustainability and stability of U.S. banks and the safety of individual deposit accounts. You remember 3 or 4 years ago, a whole bunch, well, accelerating last year, a whole bunch of big money managers worldwide said, "I'm done. I'm out," including George Soros. Guys, it's over. I know that many of you are still cowering in normalcy bias, unable to deal with the reality, unable to face the world as it is. But you have got to snap out of it. The marketplace is destroyed. You cannot be in these markets. All legal protections are now officially gone. And the article goes over the court rulings. So we're going to be breaking that down and tying it in with, are the U.S. government and big banks quietly preparing for an imminent financial collapse? Now, again, we're already in a controlled collapse. We're already in a recession leading into depression. They've been giving us cook numbers. Government is gearing up the checkpoints everywhere and 1.4 billion rounds of ammo total. And National Weather Service buying ammo. That's top story at DrudgeReport.com, our report from InfoWars.com. And drones launching everywhere and military buildups and face scanning cameras going up to buy and sell everywhere. I mean, this is all happening. Black boxes going in the cars. The globalist engineered a fraud to consolidate control and bring us into it. And that's why we've got two key articles at InfoWars.com today. And in InfoWars, we've gotten to where we can handle 1.5 million, 2 million people hitting the site on peak days. But today is particularly big, so the site is a bit slow. We're just getting bombarded with traffic. We may have to turn the comments off because that's the point is that InfoWars is up. If you see it go down, go to Prison Planet. That's why we got Prison Planet. It's a backup, not really a mirror, because it's got some news that InfoWars doesn't have, but a brief history of false flag attacks or why government loves state-sponsored terror. Big article by Kurt Nemo ahead of the season when they could stage terror attacks. I'm just telling you, we're in the prime zone. Rome burned, will we? An Alex Jones, Paul Watson article. Key, National Weather Service follows DHS in huge ammo purchase. Face deals, scans your face to customize deals. That's just some of the reports that are up on the site. Is DHS preparing for civil unrest with massive ammo order? They admit they are. I mean, they've got local police departments nationwide training with the military for it. I mean, this isn't just some plan like Rex 84. They're putting hundreds of billions into this. This is government is digging in like World War III is about to start. And Mike, they're menacing the Russians, the Chinese. And again, I'm not saying the Russians and Chinese are good. They're big corrupt governments as well. We're run by crazy bankers. We'd already been in giant wars if top generals hadn't refused and admirals over and over again. All right, I said I'd go to your phone calls. It is just wall-to-wall craziness. I'm going to get into all this and a lot more today. Again, InfoWars is still up, but Kurt Nemo cannot even post new articles right now. We're locked out of it. So he's going to post a new article he just did at PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that's why we have that site. It's huge, but not as big as InfoWars. Let's go to your calls here. Let's go to Eric in Texas. Eric, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex Jones. I'm a first-time caller. I enjoy your radio show. You have informed me and waked me up about this global elite and all these people that want to take over and just basically wipe us all out. One thing I want to discuss with you about is this. Have you been to the website called thecomingattack.com?
No.
There's an article on there where before the November 2012 election, Obama is going to stage a false flag assassination attempt against himself to incite racial wars so DHS can basically go with him to a report so he can declare martial law, indefinitely shutting down the November 12, 2000 election. It's all up there on thecomingattack.com.
I'm looking at it. Our whistleblower broke that news months ago that his DHS source was saying that. And I do remember that. But listen, here's the deal, and I appreciate your question. Do you have any other questions?
The thing that you were just talking about earlier about Russia and China, also on that same website, it shows that it talks about Russia and China basically making a super PAC and basically attacking the United States after Obama declares martial law.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your call. One source in DHS saying that does not make World War III and giant false flag attack. You know, I've had Hagman and others on that are breaking that down. The preparations are all happening. There's already massive crises happening. You've got all these White House advisors saying that they want a staged event to be blamed on their political enemies. But we're always looking for them to call it martial law. When the TSA is sticking their hands down you and your wife and your children's pants, that's martial law. When big mega banks can get unlimited trillions from Congress, that's tyranny. When the president tells Congress that the UN and NATO is in command of the president and not Congress in the area of war, that's martial law. That's dictatorship. When the DHS can ship guns into Mexico and get caught and not get in trouble, that's tyranny. I mean, there are so many countless examples of this that just go on and on and on. And then, you know, we have sources that end up being confirmed in mainstream British news that they were telling the security guards, we will have a terror attack. Well, they always tell them that just to expect it. And we go, okay, well, you're saying this, but I don't think there'll be an attack. I said I didn't. And it's like, Alex, you said there'd be an attack. And then now we've got all these DHS people saying they're told something big in late October, early November. That doesn't mean it's going to happen. But, yeah, they're telling police departments this. It's come out in the news. They're saying look for something big in late October, early November. We've had police call in and break down crying. While tanks are rolling around major cities like St. Louis, and they're being told this in the briefings. But it doesn't mean it's going to happen. Just like the White House got caught under Bush putting out fake terror alerts, they admitted later for political gain. It doesn't, just saying there's going to be the attack is a form of staged terror. So it doesn't mean this is going to happen, because I guarantee you, if we expose this and back it off, and then there isn't a terror attack because you expose it, I expose it, others expose it, then it'll be, oh, you said there'd be a terror attack in late October, early November. No, I said they're gearing up for civil unrest nationwide and telling the banks get ready for collapse, and that's all in the news. And they've got regular Army and Marines rolling around all over the country running real checkpoints, and they're rolling TSA out on the highways, and they're doing all of this, and they're telling you the NSA is spying on you without warrants. That's illegal. But they say they're doing it under an emergency. They use any crisis they can, real or manufactured, to take our rights. So that's the answer to your question. I had the folks on from the Northeast Intelligence Group. They're interesting. He's a private detective, has a pretty good record. He has a DHS source told him that. And then a whole system got built up around that, around his source saying he'd been told that. Look, I've got the Army manuals. Everybody always focuses, for whatever reason, on one source. Instead of DHS manuals, preparing for civil unrest, gun confiscation, cordoning of cities, arrest of political dissidents, re-education camps. The Army is publicly, this stuff is public. We write articles with links to army.mil with re-education camps, gun confiscation, and no one wants to talk about it or cover it. But somebody says, hey, I have a DHS source that said Obama's planting a false flag around the election, and it's Katie bar the door. That's all I ever hear about. When the real meat and potatoes, 100%, are on your plate, no debating it. This is already a tyranny. It's criminal to train the military to arrest citizens and put us in re-education camps. It's illegal to train the military for gun confiscation nationwide. This latest Army scenario where they're going to fight the Tea Party insurrection that's going to link up, they predict. This is a war game prospectus. I'll find my knob here for my audio. Changed everything around here. You know, that's what we're talking about here. And it's just so frustrating. I mean, I'm glad the caller called in about that. It's just that we have the civilian inmate labor camp program. We have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act admitting all the camps, how they're set up. And no one ever wants to touch it. People just want to say, I think this is a camp. I think that's a camp. I mean, what do you mean? They got the NSA listening to everybody illegally like we're a foreign enemy. They got the borders wide open. The government's bought 1.4 billion rounds of ammo and still more. The president's announcing break-ins over radio, TV, and your cell phones. Censorship's being announced. We're in trouble here.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
All right, let me go right back to your calls, trying to get through a bunch of these ahead of more news, and Lou Rockwell joining us. Everybody keeps looking for some big event, and that certainly could happen. The point is, government is gearing up with our tax money to oppress us and to start wars with other countries. Meanwhile, the Washington Free Beacon is reporting silent running Russian attack submarines sailed in Gulf of Mexico undetected for weeks, U.S. officials say. And it goes over this report. Yeah, I mean, the globalists are so busy trying to dominate the United States. I mean, Obama, is shutting down right now one-third, roughly, of the U.S. power plants. A foreign enemy with B-52 bombers couldn't do that. They're shipping our jobs overseas. They're globalists, ladies and gentlemen. Once they bankrupt this country, they get to take control of it, posing as the saviors. It is elementary. And if you think a asset-stripping globalist like Mitt Romney is going to save you, good. Now, Obama is so radical, he might stage something and stay in. That's what happens once a system gets so corrupt. It allows different parts of the power structure to go for everything. So anything's possible now. At a gut level, I'm less scared of Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan. But my gut also tells me if Obama stays in office, stuff's going to get so bad, it's going to bring it to a head. You know, sometimes you got to have a bad fever to get well. Not just get Mitt Romney, who's kind of Obama light in there. And will only make conservatives and libertarians go back to sleep. Kathleen in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Alex.
Hello.
I just wanted to mention about cyberspace and just a personal experience I had about it being shut down incrementally. We have DSL service, and, you know, for about 3 years I've been getting these letters from our provider, AT&T, saying, switch to the fiber optics, switch to UVerse, and et cetera, et cetera. But I only have an internet and a landline, so I didn't need the TV and the cable and all that, and it was almost double what I pay. But then last weekend, our DSL signal went out for 3 days, and we took the modem over to the AT&T people, and they pretty much convinced us to switch to this UVerse, this more, I don't know exactly, I have a, I actually...
Yeah, sure, it's television, everything over one system.
But they gave us a price just for the internet service and the telephone. And I just, as I was talking to the gentleman there, I said, you know, I do research online. I'm a music teacher, and I write music. I post YouTube videos with my music videos. And what I've noticed in the last, you know, since probably 2008, 2009, although it was probably happening before then, is that the internet is becoming completely dumbed down. And he said, well, if you're a public internet user, and I thought, and I never heard that before, public internet. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he said, well, you know, if you're part of a business or a corporation or part of a university, they have very, very highly sensitive and highly organized router systems that will let you delve deep into information. But for a public person like yourself, you really don't need to know too many things. And I said, well, but wait a minute, who's to decide that? And he said, well, it's on a need-to-know basis.
Yeah, well, that person, under cybersecurity, which they're already phasing in, even mainstream news admits it's the Putin model of censorship, internet ID, so they can ban you from the web, tax you, trace you, all of that. They're getting even small-level IT people into cybersecurity programs and give them a little card and the power trip that they get on. And so I want to tell everybody who, you know, the cops, all of you that have access at the higher level to all this data and get to spy on everybody, you're dehumanizing yourself. But yes, they've tried to hire all the dentists my dad knows to spy on their patients. They're trying to, I mean, they're hiring spies everywhere like we're doing something wrong. No, they're doing something wrong. They're the criminals in the system, so they want to watch us to try to suppress us from ever getting control of our country back. But yes, this is the power trip of the people that are on the Internet 2, as they call it. They're going to start shutting down the old web and only letting establishment types on the, quote, new Internet. And that's always been their plan, and they've stated that. And, I mean, most people, preachers, you name it, who they hire to spy on their flocks, just fall down at the feet of someone who comes to their office with a Homeland Security badge, and they're ready to literally, you know, kill their wife if the government told them. I mean, they just are so cowardly and want that pat on the head by the Gestapo. We'll be right back with more of your calls and a bunch of news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen. I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Article, but here it is, and we'll go back to your calls. Warning, get your money out. All legal bank deposit protections are now officially gone. And the article goes on, former money manager Ann Barnhart, who in November 2011 made the decision to cease operations of her large brokerage firm and return funds, and George Soros and a bunch of others have done that too, to her customers, citing systematic problems within the entire financial industry, has issued a new warning about the stability of U.S. banks and the safety of individual deposit accounts. The warning, stemming from a recent federal appeals court ruling, surrounded customer funds lost during the 07 collapse of Chicago futures broker Sentinel, indicating that individuals who lose deposit funds because financial institutions improperly manage the money, even if those funds are supposed to be segregated from other operations of the firm, are essentially left with no recourse in the firm goes belly up, according to the court. And it goes on to break down that a misallocation of customer funds is not on its own sufficient to rule a matter of law. Sentinel acted with actual intent to hinder, delay, or defraud its customers. And this is what you've seen with MF Global. She goes on to say, guys, it's over. I know that many of you are still cowering in normalcy bias, unable to deal with reality, unable to face the world as it is. But you have got to snap out of it. The marketplace is destroyed. You cannot be in these markets. All legal protections are now officially gone. Yeah, these companies, if you're in the stock market or in the brokerage business, they can just take your money that you put in the account, you know, your pile of chips, anytime they want, they can go, you know what, doesn't matter you're winning the poker game. Just give me all those chips, or Franco behind you is going to break your thumbs. But Franco didn't need to break your thumbs to get your chips. You're like, I paid for these chips. This is my money I put in. You can, you know, if I lose the bet, you get what's out there on the table. But they take your money, and it's going to be the same thing with the banks. And again, I'm not trying to destroy confidence. I've seen the math. The globalists are gearing up for a police state takeover. They don't deny that. While imploding the world economy and while making all these preparations for total control and having our government sign on to their derivatives that are impossible to pay back. You see, instead of just letting the globalists go under, we're letting them hold us hostage. And I don't know what we do about this. I don't know what we do, but I'm not here waiting for martial law. Even though the police and military I talk to say, it's going to happen, something big, they're telling us, get ready to protect City Hall and the rich neighborhoods in late October, early November. I don't know what that is. Do they think people are going to riot if Obama loses? I don't think that's the case. But you know, the Justice Department, they got caught down there with the Trayvon Martin thing, trying to stir up local groups. Turned out they were provocateuring it. They want us fighting with each other. Could it be race war stuff? Could it be the new war with Iran, the stuff in Syria? I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now. The people that run our country are in a proxy war through NATO and Al-Qaeda with the Russians right now in Syria. My point is, they told the big banks over the weekend, make preparations for the government not to help you during collapse. You're going to have to fend for yourselves. You got the government buying 1.4 billion rounds of ammo in the last year, 250 million rounds, 450 million rounds, 750 million rounds, and now more ammo purchases on top of that, by the National Weather Service. Now, theirs is a lot more modest compared to 1.4 billion by the other departments, but this new solicitation is for 16,000 rounds of 40 Smith & Wesson jacketed hollow point. Illegal to use in war, I should add. A further 6,000 rounds of Smith & Wesson JHP will be sent to Wall, New Jersey, with another 24,000 rounds of the same bullets heading to Weather Station in St. Petersburg, Florida. Yeah, the National Weather Service needs 24,000 rounds of ammo at one office, and it just goes in mentioning all of the departments. I mean, they are gearing up for out-and-out war with us because they work for the foreign bankers. All right, we're going to go to break here in about 8-9 minutes, and I'm going to come back and hit your phone calls for 2 segments. I haven't gotten into the rest of the economy news. I got a bunch of election news I want to get into as well. And amazing news about child porn at the Pentagon. That's in the news. They're also trying to shut down websites that are critical of vaccine deaths. I mean, there's just a lot of censorship happening right now. So we're going to be looking at all of it coming up. But first off, I'm going to engage in some crass commercialism here because we're listener-funded. We're not like George Soros and MSNBC that takes banker bailout taxpayer money and then funds anti-gun, anti-family, pro-New World Order stuff. No, I promote what I use and I believe in. I find the best gravity-fed filters out there at the lowest price. ProPure, I sell them at InfoWarsShop.com for 10% off with promo code WATER, below what anybody can give them to you at. I research with all, that was good for the keyboard right there. Oh, man, what a day. I research the best seaweed out there, monophyllin, available at InfoWarsShop.com, and I start taking that. Continuing here, we call this the rabble rouser. CJ came up with a name with it last week. I was dealing with people said, well, what do you call a Beyond Tangy Tangerine with a Polymerse Plus? What do you call that? A scoop of each. I'll tell you what I call it. We call it the rabble rouser. Now, you have to get both at InfoWarsTeam.com, and your purchase also supports the show. You can get wholesale prices there at InfoWarsTeam.com on the products and get the rabble rouser right there by mixing it yourself. But I'm telling you, I love it, and it is awesome. Now, here is a little report I put together with Aaron Dykes dealing with the fact that he lost 92 pounds on this, and it's not even sold as weight loss. Just once you get the vitamins and minerals you need, you lose weight. I've lost, and I'm still a little bit overweight, but I lost 40-plus pounds. I'm losing another 30 or so. It's all available at InfoWarsTeam.com. And if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, that's great for radio listeners. I'm going to post this video in the next 20 minutes as the top story at InfoWars.com. So you can see the before and afters of Aaron Dykes. We finally did it. After this quick video, we'll go right back to your calls and a bunch of other news. Obama seeks to rekindle fading Iowa magic on three-day tour. I'll try to get the water off my keyboard here, and we'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. If we want to defeat the globalists, we have to understand they're using medical tyranny against us. But to get us into that globalist-controlled system, they want to make us unhealthy. The globalists spike our water with sodium fluoride, and they admit it causes massive increases in bone cancer, brain damage, and reduced IQs. The GMO crops have all been directly linked to reduced fertility, deformities in mammals across the board. The globalists in the school lunch programs feed children absolute garbage. Fast food is full of chemical additives, things like silicone. We are all under attack because when we're operating from a healthy position of good food, natural food, clean water, and the nutrients and trace elements we need, our minds will be on fire. The powerful, creative human destiny will be unleashed. Now, I want to tell you a very important story. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn from friends like Ted Anderson about the incredible health effects of longevity products. And I started promoting him some because I'd seen his weight loss, his health, all the things that had happened for him. And by the way, things like Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Polymerse Plus are not even advertised for weight loss. It's just that when you take it, you are getting the minerals and vitamins you need from an original plant form, and so you're full because the main crops that are grown on these debilitated, played-out soils are not giving you the minerals and vitamins you need. So you eat and you eat and you eat and get raw calories that pack on weight and that burn out your different glands and cause things like diabetes. When you finally start getting the minerals and vitamins and trace elements you need, it is incredible. Now, I've only stuck my toe in the water and lost a little over 40 pounds, and I'm still big. Aaron Dykes, who you know has been working here for 6 years at InfoWars.com, lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. He began to hear the guest on my show a year and a half ago. He began to do his own research. And he implemented the information that Longevity and InfoWarsTeam.com is promoting and had dramatic results. And that's why I'm telling our listeners and viewers, you need to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and try just the essential fatty acids, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and the Polymerse Plus. And I believe you'll be blown away by the dramatic results that I've had and Aaron's had. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've been overweight in my life for far too long. Years ago, I lost a lot of weight, more than 50 pounds, but it came right back. I wasn't able to keep it off. More recently, I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen, and I wasn't able to stay motivated long enough to reach my goals. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com and the great products, Tangy Tangerine, kind of the base one to start with. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy idea. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss.
They don't. But
pharmacist Ben Fuchs explains that's what happens if you're overweight because you're no longer hungry because you're getting what you need.
It was a perfect storm because it was giving my body the nutrients it needs. It gave my body the things it needs to seek out first, which made me not have to crave after other things that I don't need that don't even provide nutrition.
And what's crazy is this is not advertised as weight loss. The company never even promoted it. We just discovered it's the ultimate weight loss tool. Not only is it incredible that the InfoWarsTeam.com products were hidden in plain view, but that there's no teleprompters here. You know, Aaron, you wanted to endorse these products because everybody on air has seen the amazing transformation. They've seen me lose quite a bit of weight, but I haven't totally committed to it like you have. And we're here just telling people the effects that it's had for us. And by the way, just a week and a half ago, I said, you know what? I want to lose the next 40 pounds because doctors have told me I need to lose 80 pounds. I have a hernia. It's not a hyenal hernia. It's in my belly button. And they told me, they said, you need to lose about 80 pounds. You'll have to have surgery. And I've lost 40. I need to go the rest of the way. So a week and a half ago, I said, you know what? I'm not used to just taking pills all day, taking vitamins all day, drinking drinks all day. Yeah, I do one tangy tangerine, one pollen burst a day, a couple of essential fatty acids. Not now. I'm doing the whole regimen, and I've lost 7 pounds in a week and a half. I'd lost 42. I quit doing it because I've never been in the habit of doing this, gained a few pounds back, and now raced 7 pounds in a week and a half. We're going to see what happens here with Alex Jones, folks, because I'm fully committing. I'm taking it all. I'm doing it. Now, breaking this down, it's not just the weight loss. It's also energy. It's so many other things. Aaron?
It's like this, Alex. Our world's become centralized. The people who have taken over the food supply have tried to give us fillers so they can go for, you know, the greatest number of people being fed these junk foods and everything else. When you take this nutrition, you're giving your body the little codes, the little fats, the little signals it needs. And when the body gets that, it responds to it right away. That's why it works. It's really just feeding it in the formula you need. So then you're not seeking out foods you don't really need, and it makes things like emotional eating a lot less likely as well. And I found pizza cravings and things like that went away when I took the essential fats. When I had the tangy tangerine, you had that base nutrition, so you're not always looking for nutrition in foods where you're really not going to find it anyway in many cases. I think organic foods and stuff like that's really important as well. But this was a total transformation when I was already eating organic foods, already trying to work out and already trying to change my life. But this really let it happen.
When people actually try this, they are blown away. When they find out that when you start taking their proprietary formulation of essential fatty acids, it blows the competition away. When you start taking Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burst Plus and the other key longevity products, it is incredible. But you've got to continue taking it. But the body is so starved for nutrition by design, by the globalist. I mean, they've engineered this so that we become these self-propelled stomachs always seeking food because we're looking for the vitamins, the minerals, the trace elements. This has the mighty 90 in it. The human body needs 90 vitamins, minerals, and trace elements to work in fusion together. And the system knows this. So I challenge you, check out the incredible products at InfoWarsTeam.com. Use them. And if you don't see incredible effects, I will be shocked because everyone I talk to who has used these is sold on them. You've seen the effects on Alex Jones. You've seen the effects on Aaron Dykes. The system knows about high nutrient diets. They've done studies where mice and other rodents can live twice as long or even longer in some cases when they're given super high nutrient diets. But it is not available in most of the foods out there.
We've actually been lied to for decades in our lives, maybe our whole lifetimes for a lot of people, because we're told to eat a certain way. We're convinced by television and other advertisements of how to live our life. It's all wrong. And when you just read about the nutrition, you realize how powerful it is. You realize this is what we're meant to take. That's the stuff you find in Tangy Tangerine and Longevity products. And it was so easy. That's the most incredible part. It was so easy to lose weight and regain health for myself, barely without trying, just from taking the products.
We're here promoting what we believe in, what we've seen great results with, to you. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and watch this video so you can see for yourselves the incredible results Aaron and others have achieved with longevity products that are discounted at wholesale prices at InfoWarsTeam.com. Again, sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. The revolution against tyranny starts individually with our bodies. There is a global awakening happening. The sleeping giant that is humanity is awakening, and a big part of that fight starts at InfoWarsTeam.com. And again, folks, we're going to skip this network break to go right back to your calls and news. But I started promoting these a year and a half ago and thought they were good vitamins and stuff, but saw what Aaron had happen, what my mother had happened. So now I'm fully behind it, as you know. And here are my essential fatty acids. I'm going to take two of these now. And again, you're hungry? Just take their proprietary blend of that. With the rabble rouser, the pollen burst mix will be on Tangy Tangerine, and I'm good. You know what's even more exciting about it? I sleep good at night promoting things that I believe in, and we win, win, win. People try these products, find out I'm not hyping it, and they love the show even more. Because occasionally, you know, every few weeks, I'll do a little infomercial here for a few minutes. Other talk show hosts have constant plugs in and out of every break. We don't really do that. But occasionally, I will sit here and tell you about stuff that is funding our operation. You can also be a distributor and get discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. There's also a phone number. Now, we are going to post that video. If you're a radio listener and want to see that video, it's going to go up in the next 10 minutes. What should the headline be? Aaron Dykes, InfoWarrior loses 92 pounds with vitamins and mineral secret. Vitamin and mineral secret. Or the secrets. Just, it is the secret. They don't want you to know. Vitamin and mineral secret. Key to weight loss. I mean, I think that's the headline. And it's all hiding there in plain view. All right, I'm done ranting about it. We produced that video. We wanted to do the before and after shots. I mean, I'm still a little bit chubby, folks. You ought to see me before on the video before I lost 40 pounds. People are like, you lost 40 pounds, you still look a little chubby. Not really standing up, but sitting down, yeah, I've still got a bit of a belly. No, I lost 40 pounds, 40 plus. Gained about 10 back just because I forget to take the stuff. I already just said that in the video, didn't I? The point is, it really works. InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, enough of that. We got Lou Rockwell coming up. I want to go to a bunch of your calls, get to everybody who's been holding right now on all the issues you want to raise, and then we'll get to some of the other big top stories dealing with election 2012 and more. Trey in South Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
I wanted to touch on a couple things. Mainly right now, it's something I noticed within the past few days. I don't really watch too much television, but when I do, I guess after you're awake, it's so easy to catch everything.
Yes,
but,
cartoon-level brainwashing, all anti-fan.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be like a movie made 50 years ago of people watching TV in a future police state. This is what the TV would look like.
And that's exactly what I wanted to touch on. I guess after you're awake and you can see it, it's so blatant that they're what they're putting out there for you, and it's really disgusting. I'd actually had a fellow InfoWarrior that lives right across the street from me, and we hang out quite often, and he showed me this movie, and I mean, this is basically a blueprint of what you talk about, of how the CIA works and uses patsies. But and the messages in this movie are just ridiculous. If you're awake and you can see past everything, it's a movie called Rampage, and it came out back in 2009. And I don't know if you've seen it, but if you have, you instantly be just, you know, I mean, dumbfounded at what they're putting in this movie. And,
yeah, and all these young people they're trying to hire, the CIA is basically tripling its size right now. They're being picked to be patsies and idiots and morons and useful idiots. And you have the criminals on top laughing at all the patsies below them. I mean, it's all a big joke. It's all about compartmentalization. It's all about using patriots. who go on these dangerous missions and get killed. If you want to know how they set people up, watch Mark Wahlberg's The Shooter. That film is so accurate compared to real events and things that have happened that I think I've even told the producer when I saw that a few years ago, I want to get the producer of that film on if we can. I bet money they're a listener. Because, you know, some films have propaganda in them, and we who are awake see them and think, oh, they're warning people. No. They're targeting people that are unconscious and conditioning them. But some films like The Shooter, oh, that's made by patriots. That is one of the only wholesome, good message films I have ever seen in modern history out of Hollywood. In fact, guys, look up who produced that. I want to give them kudos right here. Watch it be some evil person. I forget. But listen, I've met with a lot of big Hollywood people, and they say, look, we're awake. We know what's going on. We can't get our stuff through the big production companies if we don't play ball. It doesn't matter how good the script is, how many actors are lined up for it, and then the Department of Defense comes in and demands stuff be put in things, even if their stuff isn't being used. What type of things are in the movie?
Well, basically, it's attacking, a guy, he makes a rant on YouTube, and he's talking about how basically what's wrong with our world and that the ego has been taken over. And his best friend has been ordering, you know, supplies, you know, SWAT gear, basically. And the plot of the movie is this guy just randomly goes out and just starts killing people on the street. I mean, for no apparent reason.
Yeah, well, see, humans, when they're unconscious, are social animals. And they know this. I mean, if you showed famous people jumping off cliffs, other people would go do it immediately. If they tell women it's sexy to get abortions. Some women like to get pregnant and have abortions. Believe it or not, you know, you can look at it because it's so cool to do it. It's like some gay men like to get HIV because they're called bug chasers. Even Rolling Stone has talked about it, where they'll go out and try to find someone who has HIV, and in a weird religious ceremony, they describe it, you know, like a religious ceremony, they go, give me the bug, make me cool. They have arms, legs chopped off to be trendy. I'm not joking, that mutilation is getting real popular. So, yeah, they have lots of movies with mass shooters where mentally ill people see that and then go out and become mass shooters. Go ahead.
And that's exactly what we were pointing out while watching the movie. I was telling my friend that he's well awake and listens to your show too. But at the very end of the movie, like I said, he basically set up his best friend to be the patsy, and he does get away, the actual shooter. And it, 2 years later, after the fact of all that happening, his message, he posted a video after he gets away, and he posts a video at the end of the movie, and the end of the, like, the message at the end of the movie is talking about, he basically says, there are too many people on this world, and, you know, we need to depopulize, and that's why what's going on.
That sir, right it's there, everywhere. It's everywhere. I appreciate your call. Great points. Antoni, is that how you pronounce it? Antoine Fuqua. I suddenly can't read anything. Anton Fuqua attended West Virginia University in Morganstown, West Virginia, on Atlantic Scholarship for Basketball. He studied electrical engineering. Are you sure this is the director of that movie? Anton Fuqua. So he just came out of nowhere and made this film. Well, no wonder. I don't know how he got it made. I bet Mark Wahlberg's a patriot. I can just tell you about it. Well, he's a great director as well. And again, I don't want to meet famous people just because they're famous. I want to meet Mark Wahlberg because he's a great director. He made some really good movies and a great actor, and he's obviously a patriot. And I guess he liked it, so he let a director who didn't really know him do it. So there you go. Anton Fuqua did Shooter. Well, I want you on the show, buddy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.